This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you most elevated Brahmins of the confluence age have now come into the lap of God. You have to change from ordinary humans into deities, and so you also need divine virtues. Question. About what should you Brahmin children remain very, very cautious, and why? Answer. You have to remain very cautious throughout the whole day that you do not carry out any sinful acts, because the Father, in the form of Dharmaraj, is standing in front of you. Check yourself. Have I caused sorrow for anyone? To what percentage do I follow Srimat? Do I follow the dictates of Ravan? Once you belong to the Father, there will be 100-fold punishment for every sinful act you perform. Om Shanti. God speaks. It has been explained to you children that no human being or deity can be called God. Whilst sitting here, it remains in your intellects that you are Brahmins of the confluence age. Some of you are not even able to constantly remember this much. It isn't that you really and truly consider yourselves to be Brahmins. Brahmin children have to imbibe divine virtues. We are Brahmins of the confluence age, and we are being made into the most elevated human beings by Shiv Baba. Not all of you are able to remember this. You repeatedly forget that you are the most elevated Brahmins of the confluence age. Even if you keep this much in your intellect, it is great fortune for you. Everything is always number-wise. Each of you is an effort maker according to your intellect. You now belong to the confluence age. You are the ones who are becoming the most elevated human beings. You know that you will become the most elevated human beings when you remember Abba, Father, the most beloved Father. Only by remembering him will your sins be absolved. If someone commits a sin now, 100-fold punishment is accumulated in that one's account. Previously, whatever sin you committed, you accumulated tenfold. Now, having come into the lap of God, if you commit sin, you will accumulate 100-fold. You children know that the Father is teaching you in order to make you into the most elevated human beings, who then become deities. Those who remember this constantly will continue to do a lot of spiritual service. In order to remain constantly cheerful, show the path to others. No matter where you go, keep it in your intellects that you are at the confluence age. This is the most elevated confluence age. Others speak of the most elevated month or year. You say that you are the most elevated Brahmins of the confluence age. Instill this very well in your intellects. We are now on the pilgrimage for becoming the most elevated human beings. Even if you remember this much, this is man above. You are becoming the most elevated human beings according to your efforts and your actions. You also need divine virtues, and you have to follow Srimat too. All other human beings follow their own dictates, which are the dictates of Ravan. It isn't at all that you follow Srimat. There are many who still follow the dictates of Ravan. Some follow Srimat to a certain percentage, and others to another percentage. Some follow Srimat only 2%. Even though they are sitting here, they do not stay in remembrance of Shiv Baba. Their intellects wander somewhere or other. Check yourself every day. Did I perform any sinful act today? Did I cause sorrow for anyone? You have to caution yourselves a great deal, because Dharamraj is also standing here. This is now the time for settling all your accounts. Punishment would also have to be experienced. You children know that you have been sinful for birth after birth. Whenever someone goes to a temple or his guru, or a specially beloved deity idol, he says, "I have been sinful for birth after birth. Forgive me and have mercy on me." Such words are never spoken in the Golden Age. Some tell the truth, whereas others tell lies. It is the same here. Baba always says, "Write your life story and send it to Baba." Some write the total truth, whereas others hide certain things because they are too ashamed to write them. You know that if you do something bad, the fruit you will receive from that will also be bad. Elsewhere it is a matter of a temporary period, whereas here it is a matter of a long period of time. If you perform bad acts now, punishment has to be experienced, and you will only go to heaven at the very end. You now know everything about who will become elevated. That is the most elevated divine kingdom. You are becoming the most elevated human beings. Nowhere else would anyone be praised in this way. Human beings do not know about the virtues of deities. Although people sing their praise, they are like parrots. This is why Baba says, "Explain to the devotees. When devotees call themselves degraded sinners, ask them, 'Did you commit sin when you were in the land of silence? There, all souls are pure. They become impure here because this world is Tamopratan. Only pure ones live in the new world. It is Ravan that makes you impure. At present, there is the kingdom of Ravan over Bharat in particular, and the whole world in general. As are the king and queen, so the subjects, the highest to the lowest. Everyone here is impure. Baba says, 'I come and make you pure, and then return home.' So who then makes you impure? It is Ravan. By following my directions, you are now becoming pure once again. Then, after half a cycle, you become impure again by following the dictates of Ravan. That is, you become body conscious and influenced by the vices. Those are called devilish directions. The Bharat that was pure has now become impure, and it has to become pure once again. The Father, the purifier, has come to purify it. Just look how many people there are today. How many will be there tomorrow? War will take place. Death is standing in front of you. Where will all of those people be tomorrow? Everyone's body and this old world will be destroyed. The significance of this is now in your intellects, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. In front of whom are we sitting? Those who do not understand this are the ones who claim the lowest status. What can one do if, according to the drama, it is not in someone's fortune? You children now have to do service and remember the Father. You are the Brahmins of the confluence age. You also have to become like the Father, the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. You have found the Father who is making you this. The praise of the deities is full of all virtues, etc. At present, no one has these virtues. Each of you should constantly ask yourself, to what extent have I become worthy of claiming a high status? Remember the confluence age very well. We Brahmins of the confluence age are the ones who become the most elevated human beings. Sri Krishna is the most elevated human being of that new world. You children know that you are personally sitting in front of Baba. Therefore, you should study even more. You also have to teach others. If you do not teach others, it proves that you yourself are not studying, that nothing sits in your intellects. Not even 5% sits in your intellects. You don't even remember that you are the Brahmins of the confluence age. Let there be remembrance of the Father in your intellect, and also continue to spin the discus. The explanation is very easy. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. He is the greatest Father of all. The Father says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." We were those worthy of worship ones who then became worshippers. This mantra is very good. They say that each soul is the supreme soul. Whatever they say is completely wrong. We were pure, and then, while taking 84 births, we became like this. We are now to return home. Today we are here. Tomorrow we will return home. We are going to the home of the unlimited Father. This drama is unlimited. It has to repeat. The Father says, forget all the religions of bodies, including your own bodies, and consider yourselves to be souls. We are now to leave our bodies and return home. Remember this very firmly. I am a soul. To remember this, and also to remember your home, means that your intellect has renounced the whole world, the renunciation of the body, and the renunciation of everything else. Those Hatha Yogis do not renounce the whole world. Their renunciation is incomplete. You have to renounce the whole world. Those who consider themselves to be bodies act accordingly. By being body conscious, they adopt all the habits of stealing, telling lies, committing sin, etc. They form the habit of speaking loudly too. Then they say, "But my voice is like that." They even commit sin 25 to 30 times during the whole day. Telling lies is also a sin. They form those habits. Baba says, learn to lower your voice. It doesn't take long to lower your voice. Even dogs can be trained to become good. Monkeys are very sharp. They become familiar with some people and start dancing, etc. Even animals can be reformed. Human beings reform animals, and the Father reforms human beings. The Father says, you are also like animals. Therefore you say that I incarnate in a tortoise and a boar. As is your activity, so you have portrayed me in an even worse way than that. Only you know this. The world does not know this. At the end you will have visions of what you did. You will also come to know how punishment is experienced. You have been performing devotion for half a cycle. You have now found the Father. He says, if you don't follow my directions, your punishment will continue to increase. Therefore, do not commit any more sin. Each of you should keep a chart for yourself, and you also have to imbibe this knowledge. You also need to practice explaining to others. Think about the exhibition pictures and how you can explain them to others. First of all, take up the topic, who is the God of the Gita? Only the purifier, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can be called the ocean of knowledge. That Father is the Father of all souls. The Father's introduction is needed by everyone. Rishis and Munis, etc., neither have the introduction of the Father, nor of the beginning, middle, and end of creation. Therefore, first of all, explain and make them understand so that they write, there is only one God. No one else can be God. Human beings cannot call themselves God. You children now have the faith that God is incorporeal. The Father is teaching us, and we are his students. As well as the Father, he is also the teacher and the Satguru. When you remember the one Father, you will also be reminded of both the teacher and the guru. Your intellects must not wander. Do not simply continue to say Shiva. He is our Father, the Supreme Teacher. He will take us back with him. There is so much praise of that one. We have to remember that one. People say that they made the Brahma Kumaris their gurus. You do become their gurus, do you not? However, you wouldn't be called the Father. You might be called a teacher or a guru, but not the Father. Only that one Father would be called all three. He is the greatest Father of all. Even above this one, Avyat Brahma, is that one. You have to explain this very clearly. You also need wisdom in order to explain at exhibitions. You think that you don't have the courage. When there are very large exhibitions, those who are good, serviceable children should go there and serve. Baba does not forbid you. As you make progress, you will continue to shoot arrows of this knowledge at the sages and holy men. Where else can they go? There is only the one shop. Everyone will receive salvation from this one shop. This shop is such that it enables you to show everyone the way to become pure. Then it's up to them whether they become this or not. You children have to pay special attention to doing service. Although you children are sensible, you don't do service fully. Therefore, Baba understands that there are the omens of an eclipse over you. There are omens over everyone. Some are overshadowed by Maya. Then, after 2 days, they become all right again. Children should experience doing service and then come back here. You continue to hold exhibitions anyway. Why is it that people do not understand enough for them to write straight away that the Gita was truly spoken by God Shiva and not by Krishna? Some simply say that this is very good, that it is very beneficial for human beings, and that everyone should be shown this. But none of them say, I too will claim this inheritance. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Do not become body conscious and speak loudly. Finish that habit. To steal, tell lies, etc. are all sins. In order to be saved from those, remain soul conscious. 2. Death is standing in front of you. Therefore, follow the Father's Srimat and become pure. After belonging to the Father, do not carry out any sinful act. Make effort to be saved from punishment. Blessing. May you have a right to the throne of the kingdom by booking a ticket for the Lok Pasand Sabha public assembly. When you have a thought or an idea, first of all check whether that thought or idea is something that the Father would like. That which is liked by the Father will automatically be liked by people. If there is some selfishness in the thought, it would then be said to be liked by yourself. Whereas if it is for benefit of the world, it would be said to be loved by people and by God. To become a member of the Lok Pasand Sabha means to attain the right to the throne of the kingdom of law and order. Slogan. Experience God's company and you will remain safe while experiencing everything easily. Aviat signal. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Just as Shiv Shakti is a combined form, in the same way, Pandavpati, Lord of the Pandavas, and the Pandavas have always been a combined form. Pandavpati cannot do anything without the Pandavas. For those who constantly stay in this combined form, it is as though Bapdada is in front of them in the corporeal form in all relationships. Wherever you are, when you call him, he becomes present in a second. And this is why it is said, the Lord is ever present. Om Shanti.